Now, Transit made the most of this and used the Doppler signal to be able to determine positions on the Earth. It had some difficulties. There were only six satellites in the constellation, and therefore an observer had to wait quite a long time often to receive the satellite signals, up to 90 minutes. And at least two passes were necessary for reasonable accuracy. Also, the orbits were rather low, 1,100 kilometers, and therefore atmospheric drag and variations in gravity and etc. made the satellites less stable than they might have been otherwise. But it's instructive. As I said, both the advantages and the disadvantages of the transit system and these others that I've talked about contributed to the design and gave the design of GPS more chances for success by building on the experiences of these previous systems. Now, some of the systems that were developed with transit were rolled into GPS. For example, the fact that there are three segments, the control segment, the space segment, and the user segment, and we use that with GPS. The fact that there were two frequencies. Now, they were quite different with transit, but GPS, of course, two carriers. Same idea. And in fact, GPS does use the Doppler effect as one of the observables. So, there are some similarities between the two systems. And obviously the transit system was able to link international datums, being a very high platform and satellite-based.